Titus chapter 2. But speak the things that are part of sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The aged women likewise, so that they are in behavior, in agreement with holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, so that they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, pure, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, so that the word of God isn't blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing incorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that can't be condemned, so that he that is of the contrary part will be ashamed, having nothing bad to say about you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering back, not stealing, but showing all good fidelity, so they'll adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all sin and purify to himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you.